Welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I help private practice owners align their business back with their soul's calling, with their big vision, and with their soul's purpose. Unlike other private practice coaches, I've traveled the world in search of spiritual resources, spiritual tools, education, and information so that you can have the transformation that your soul desires and needs, so that you can up-level your business. How much fun is this? I love it so much. Guys, if you're not already a member of the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group, please check out the show notes. I would love for you to be there. In the meantime, thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. I hope that you had a really lovely weekend and a really, really, really fantastic start to the week. I want to say welcome to the new subscribers and thank everybody for pushing play today. I've been getting some really beautiful feedback in our group from people that I don't know, but who are sharing that they have been listening to the podcast for a while and finding it super helpful. And I just want to say thank you so much. And one of those people was, I won't say the full name, but one of those people was Matt. And I just want to say thank you so much for listening, and I'm glad that you're finding it helpful. Okay, so what are we talking about today? Well, what I want to do is talk with you about what's happening with your marketing in your private practice so that we can sort of shift your mindset a little bit and help you be a little bit more intentional and have that really beautiful higher level of conscious awareness when we come to sharing things on whether it's email, your website, Google My Business, social media, whatever it is, okay? So here's one of the things that I'm asked a lot. So I do these calls when people are interested in working with me, or even when people have a question about something that's come up on the podcast, or they want to have space to reflect on the activities in the podcast. I book a call sometimes, and it's really great. And I love doing that. But one of the things that I often hear is a reticence from therapists and counselors and private practice owners to be marketing their practice. And I just want to be really frank with you and really honest here. And of course, spiritual people are allowed to be real. And I want to be very real with you and just say, I think that some of you have trouble with the marketing because you're just not good at it, for the reason that you've never been taught. You've never been shown how to write good copy. You've never been shown how to market the practice on social media properly. You've never been shown the tech side of it, and you don't understand about the systems and the processes. There are a number of people that I speak to that do things like, it's a pet peeve of mine, as you know, if you've been listening for a while, but throw random quotes up. The other thing that's a pet peeve of mine is people talking about themselves in the third person, you know, as like, Brooklyn is an ex-psychologist and Brooklyn now enjoys her very own private practice down on the Mornington Peninsula in sunny Victoria. And Brooklyn is, and it's like, what are you doing here? And then other things that people do is they share other people's blog content, which, as you know, doesn't build them any business, but it generates business for the person that they're sharing. And I know, because it's happened to me more than once. People have come to me and I'll say, hey, how did you find me? It's so great to meet you. And they'll say, oh, you know, Sally had shared something that you'd written and it really resonated with me and I knew we needed to work together. And I'm like, oh, thanks, Sally, for sending me that hot lead. Sally's doing it to build the visibility of her practice, but she's not actually building the visibility of her practice by sharing my stuff. She's building the visibility of mine, and I'm getting her leads and I'm enrolling them. So it's not that you're not marketing. You know, some of you are trying your very level best to do it. It can feel like you're not getting anywhere because you're not. You feel like it's your fault or that you're doing something wrong. And the reality is you are doing things not to the best level that you could, but it's not your fault. And so what we're going to do today is I'm going to teach you how you can overcome this, okay? Because here's the thing. Marketing has a dirty word for the fact that it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, doesn't it? We think, oh, we're horrible at this. We're not going to get any traction from it. And then we put up something with, you know, half, you know what, energy, and then we don't get anything back. And then that, you know, becomes part of the cycle. And we're stuck in this loop then of it's useless, it doesn't work. But everybody told me I should be posting on Instagram and Facebook. So that's what I'm doing. And then you go into groups and you tell everybody it's horrible. You waste your time, that it never converts to anything. And then, you know, upset everybody else. So let's break this pattern for you today, once and for all. So I have set the intention today with this podcast episode to be able to teach you, well, it's only a podcast episode, it's not a masterclass or anything, but I want to be able to teach you a couple of things so that you can start to shift your understanding, your awareness, your perspective, and your energy around connecting with your audience. So first off, maybe if it's not resonating with you, stop using the word marketing. You know, you might feel something happen in your body when you think of the word marketing. You might actually feel your shoulders go up or your body seize or something like that. If you're having that type of reaction to the word, let's not use that word. Let's find you a different word. And I know it sounds like I'm making light of this, but it's actually a true thing. If you can change the word, you change the meaning, right? So for me, I don't call it marketing at all. I don't see any of what I do as marketing. So I don't see my podcast as marketing. I see my podcast as an opportunity for me to share knowledge because I love helping, right? And I know so many people say that, but hopefully you can see that it's true. I do love helping. And I do this, I don't get paid for it. My podcast is not monetized. This is something I do for fun, for free. In my spare time, I give it up because I want to be able to do something nice. And I hope that it helps. And, you know, I hope that over time we can start to build nice relationship with each other, right? That's for me what this is about. When I post on Facebook, I always try and either encourage someone, support someone, give guidance if they ask for it, sometimes give guidance if they don't. But you know, generally, I just want to show up and be helpful. And guess what? Just by being myself, that's my marketing. And this is what I want you to understand too. Marketing is not like we used to think of in the 80s or the 90s. Marketing now in 2021, 2022 is nothing like that. Okay. It's not about selling. It's not about pushing. It's just about you being you. And so many times, so many of us say that we share this common value of wanting to be transparent and authentic, yet you don't be authentic on your Facebook or your emails or wherever it is, LinkedIn or wherever it is that you're sharing information. You're not being authentic. It's like you're going into a role. And so many of you kind of adopt the role of being an authority or being a teacher. And it's like, you're going to tell me how to ABC, right? But when you do that, do you not understand that it doesn't align with you because you don't want to have that tacit power imbalance, right? Because that's not what we're about. When we're working in sessions with clients, we want to be experiencing this sense of non-separation, this sense of oneness. So that's part of the reason why it feels out of alignment. And then other things that pop up are, well, who am I to say this? I you know, imposter syndrome comes up. And so then instead of you saying something, you let somebody else be your voice piece and you share their stuff. Okay. And then you wonder why you're not getting work. The other thing is when you're being authentic, okay, there's a fear there that maybe someone's not going to like us. But guess what, guys? That's reality, you know. We're not all going to like each other, okay? I'm sure there are plenty of people that don't like my approach, right? That my approach isn't going to work for people who only want strategy, okay? And my approach isn't going to work for people who only want to do affirmations and, you know, just use their tarot for their business. My approach is for people who want to blend the structure and the process with doing the inner work, doing that deeper work. So, you know what? This is just what happens. When I share stuff on social media, I just do it as myself. I don't do it as my practice. I don't try and be something that I'm not. I'm just raw and real. And you can take me or leave me. It wasn't always that easy for me to be like that. The way that I really came to be okay with people not liking me or not liking what I stood for was by me really connecting with why I stand for certain things and why I do certain things. And when you are able to self-validate, it doesn't matter so much what other people think about you, say about you, do whatever. It doesn't, because you accept that you're not going to be everybody's cup of tea. So some of this is around your own ego mindset, as it was for me. But as I said, the key to me moving through that was really doing deeper work on why it was important to me to say this, share this, do this, be this, offer that. Okay? Same for you. So I think if you're going to say that you value being authentic and you value authenticity, then you absolutely need to embody that, okay? Otherwise, we have an incongruence there, don't we? We have a values conflict and we experience this dissonance, which I refer to as misalignment, something's off. So, you know, I think when you're getting ready to, you know, share about your business, I think put your business second and just be yourself first. People will become interested in what you do when they get to know you. And you might say, oh, well, you know what? I don't want all mental health clients to know who I am. And that feels scary. And that feels dangerous. And that's not safe. And is that ethical? I think, you know, everything in moderation, and don't put anything out there you wouldn't want a third party to see, and all those sorts of general guidelines that we have around etiquette when it comes to communicating with our ideal audience. Now, I know my ideal audience, you guys, you know, people who have an open mind, who want to learn, who do the work, who, you know, bring a pen and paper to every podcast and take notes and do all of that sort of stuff and take action. I know a lot of you really value not only having structure and processes, but know that those alone often don't work, because we need to have our values in alignment with them and do that deeper inner work. So I know that there's, I know how far I can go, and I know what pushing that boundary with you would look like. And as you know, sometimes I've pushed it and other times I don't, but it's by me being real that and sharing my experiences. Like, I've been totally open with you about growing up in poverty, about getting jilted on my wedding day, about, you know, all of those sorts of things, and tied them into what that's meant for me in my growth, for my business, and how I've come through those things for the better. Okay. So I think it's about, for me, I wouldn't use the word marketing. I want to say I don't really believe in it, because I don't run big ad campaigns and stuff like that. Yes, I make offers from time to time, but I really feel like you probably don't need a marketing plan. I know, right? That's pretty controversial, isn't it? I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think you could probably still have a successful private practice without a marketing plan. And how do I know that? Because I haven't had a marketing plan myself for about 2 years now. Do I write them for other people? Of course I do, because some people need that structure. And I believe that they work, but only for a certain type of person. If you're like me and you're more relationships focused, I don't think you have to worry about the marketing at all. So the takeaway that I want you to understand is the meaning that you're attributing to marketing is going to determine your experience of it. The other thing that I want you to understand as well is that, remember, we have like this ego mindset, and then we have a heart-based mindset, right? Or soul mindset, or whatever you want to call it. A lot of the time, when you don't know what you're doing when it comes to, say, marketing your business, right? Maybe you're putting up pretty graphics, but they're not branded. So nobody knows it's coming from your practice or whatever it is, right? and you're not getting any traction. You might be thinking all these things that come from that ego mindset that try and unravel you a little bit by saying things like, what's the point? I'm not going to do it anymore. I know I should be consistent, but nobody reads it anyway. So yeah, I'll just do it whenever I remember. Nobody opens my email, so I'm not going to bother. Nobody this, nobody that, right? So your ego mindset can really mess you up here. What I want you to do when that happens, when you recognize that that happens, is make a note to yourself to drop back into your heart space. And the way that we do that is by connecting or reconnecting with your intention. Okay. So maybe you're not even setting an intention, and you don't have to be a spiritual person to set an intention. An intention is important because it helps you focus and target your energy, focus and target your conscious awareness. Okay, so you don't just want to willy-nilly throw things up on Instagram and TikTok and email and wherever. No, don't do that. What you're better off doing is setting an intention. And I do that, like, even before today's episode, which I'm, you know, so proud of myself because I'm recording it on a Monday. It's really why I sound like I'm in a good mood, and it's my week off. Okay, so yeah, what I do is I always set my intention. So this morning before I recorded this, I set the intention. How can I help as many people as I can with their marketing? And then I just brainstormed that, right? I brainstormed a few ways that I could do that. The podcast came up, and then I just dove deeper into it by asking myself, you know, what would be really, really helpful for them to hear? And I thought it'd be helpful for you to hear my experience with marketing, where I'm at now with marketing. So I used to buy like 100 quotes off Fiverr. Fiverr is a website like Upwork. And I'd get them all branded with my logo, and then I scheduled them all to go up one every single day. I hardly got any traction on those, right? So I was like where some of you are, and I was thinking, what's the point? I was never emailing people because I had my own issues with email. I didn't want to be spammy. I didn't want to harass people. I didn't want to. So my ego mindset was fully in play. But now it's like 20 years on. And what, or 25, gosh. And what I know now is, like, I've just kind of outgrown all of that. And it's not about that for me anymore. It's about relationships. That's it. I just really want to get to know people, and I really want to help people. And that's it. And that's where my work happens to come from. I get so many inquiries as a result of people who listen to this podcast, you know, and I never started this podcast with the intention of marketing and selling and, you know, getting enrollments for things and all sorts of, no, it was never about that. It was just, I did it because I wanted to be helpful, as I said. So I've kind of progressed through all of those stages that some of you are probably going through now, you know, and where I'm at is it's about relationships. So the other thing that I think, apart from setting your intention, is you want to show up consistently. So, you know, this is the other thing. When I have conversations with people, we'll be on the call and I'll say, hey, no, let me go and check your website, or let me go and check your Facebook business page, because people will be bemoaning the fact that nobody ever engages with the stuff on the business page. And I'll go and have a look at it. And, you know, they haven't posted anything since January. It looks like a ghost town. And then what they've posted is totally irrelevant. It's got nothing to do with their message, nothing to do with their practice. Yeah, and nobody engaged with it. Other people will say, when I say to them, oh, yeah, well, how are you getting in front of people? Like, what are you doing? And they'll go, I've got a website, I've got a blog. I say, oh, great, let's go and have a look at that. And I have a look at the blog, and it hasn't been touched since 2018. And I think, yeah, again, we've got a ghost town situation. I'm not going to book in with someone whose website isn't up to date because I'm going to think that they're not up to date. You know what I mean? So really set your intention, be aware of your mindset, stop doing random things, and really connect with why it's important to you to show up. Now, it's going to be different for everyone. There's no right reason. In the beginning with me, when I first started, you know, trying or attempting to market my practice and doing it badly, I might add, what my intention was then was to generate work. I wanted bookings in the diary. So I was posting all the time thinking, come on, booking, like that. Now, I didn't know about energy back then. What I know now is that I was posting from a space of lack. So, of course, that's what the universe is going to give you back, isn't it? Because like attracts like. You become that energetic match. The universe is going to match whatever energy you're putting out. So if you're putting out lack, you're going to get lack. If you want genuine clients who can be real with you and who can be loving and kind and all those sorts of beautiful things and thankful and honest and easily counselable or coachable or whatever it is that you're doing, you have to be that energy yourself. Yeah. So really have a think about how you're showing up energetically before you post. And when you do that and you set your intention, guess what? It almost becomes just such an organic, natural, easy thing for you to show up daily. I'm not saying you must show up daily in order to have a successful practice. I'm just saying it gets to be fun. Like I show up every single day. And you know what? It's not always posting something, but it might be answering questions in my group. It might be, I don't know, supporting people in my group by, you know, replying to their comments or something like that. It might be, you know, tapping people on the shoulder and saying, hey, you set an intention last week to do this or that. How did you go with it? So for me, that's me showing up. So it doesn't always need to be an Instagram post or an email or, you know, all of that. It doesn't. It gets to be easy connecting with your audience, connecting with your ideal clients. Okay. The other thing to remember is that if it's been going on for a while and you're getting no engagement on your social media posts, or you're getting very little engagement, or you're not getting a good click-through rate on your emails, or you're not getting a high open rate on your emails, then it might be time to get somebody to have a look at what you're putting out into the world, because it could just be something unrelated to what you're posting. For example, it could be that you've got confusing messaging. It could be that you're not standing for anything. You know, people want to know what you stand for and people want to know what you stand against. It's safe for you to have an opinion professionally, and it's safe for you to have a niche and all of those sorts of things. When you're being wishy-washy and vague and too general because you're afraid that if you're going to niche down, you'll lose potential work. Well, guess what? You're losing potential work because you're in the mindset of scarcity. So you're going to get back scarcity. Don't do it. So it could just be that it's something around your messaging that needs a refresh, or your niche that needs a little bit of a refresh, or your tagline, you know, tagline like catchphrase. And do you know what? You can have anything for your little catchphrase. It's just something that we want people to start associating with you or with your practice. I used to think that this needed to be something that sounded very psychological when I was a psychologist, or now that I'm working as a counselor and a coach, I used to feel like, oh, it has to be something very coachy or very counseling-y. But do you know what people remember my catchphrases as? This is no word of a lie. I've had this feedback on my Facebook posts, on emails, on Facebook Messenger. People will always have a little joke with me and they'll say, you know, I love it so much, or do you love it? People don't remember my private practice tagline. They remember my own quirky little catchphrases like that. And when they see and hear that, they know that as a Brooklynism, and it's kind of deepening that relationship because they know you, me, right? So we want to create things that help, you know, your clients or your audience get to know you too. So it can have that deeper connection with them. It's not so surface level. It's not so superficial. Okay. The other thing too that I notice, and I used to do this badly myself. So if this is you, I'm not having a go. I want to help you with it. But people would, when they did engage with a Facebook post, for example, they might write a little comment and then I would just give it a thumbs up. I didn't ever write back. Or people would you know, give it a like or a heart or a happy face or whatever it is, you know, those little emojis and the reactions you can have. And I'd clock up like 11 of those and no comments. And I never did anything about it. What I know now is get a conversation going with those people. Hey, Brad, you know, thanks so much for throwing that thumbs up on my post. I'm really glad that it resonated with you. How are you going? Like, just like you would if you bumped into them at the park or if you bumped into them, if you were speaking at a conference, you know, and you bumped into people after you'd done a presentation, you're going to have a conversation. So start one. You guys are all really, 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 really good at building relationships and at building rapport. So do it. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain by letting people see how amazing you are, how caring you are, and how personable you are, because you all are, okay? So the other thing is you also want to make it really, 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 really easy for people to connect with you or engage with you. So putting up a post with a quote and nothing else, or sharing somebody else's blog post, not going to cut it. Simple ways that you can get engagement happening on your post is to ask a question and get people to respond with an emoji. So I've done this a couple of times, and no doubt you've seen others do it as well. But you could ask a simple question like, hey, it's Monday morning, how are you feeling? And you might have five little, I'm just going to use the love heart emoji, but you might have the orange love heart representing, you know, optimistic, and the purple love heart representing spiritual, and the blue love heart representing ready to go and take action. And do you know what I mean? So you might have five different emojis all meaning something different, and then people have to go and find that emoji and pop it in. They love that. Or you could do, hey, it's Friday, you know, we made it, yay, post your week in a GIF, how was it? People love that sort of stuff. You're giving them an instruction or a direction or some guidance, you're telling them what you want them to do. Doing that is going to be a lot easier for people to do because it's safe when you're dealing with an audience who doesn't really know you. If you have a warm audience where most of the people know you, then of course you can take it down a different path altogether, and you can say, hey, you know, how was your week? Da da da, or how are you going to send your intention for the week ahead? Need a hand? Let me know, send me a private message. Or need a hand? Let me know, drop a GIF in the comments and I'll connect with you, right? And when they do that, they're giving you permission. They're saying, yeah, I would love to connect. And then all you do is you go and give that GIF a love heart and you say, okay, I've got you. Well, this is me saying it, right? You would do it your own way. But I'll say, I've got you covered. Don't worry. I'm going to send you a private message now with my diary. We're going to book a call and we're going to get this sorted out, you and I. Okay. And that's what I do. And then I help them on that call and I don't sell them anything. And then they go off and they're happy. And guess what? At some point in the future, they'll remember me or the help or the feeling that they had or something like that. And they'll come back and they'll say, hey, my girlfriend needs help with her practice, so I've given you her details. That's so nice. Like, everything, I believe everything that we do goes into the karma bank. And so you don't need to be selling all the time, whether it's selling a client on counseling, whether it's selling somebody on coaching, whether it's on your online program, doesn't matter what it is. Okay. So I have five steps for you. So if you have your pen and paper, you'll want to write these down. I'll just go through them, maybe hit pause after each one. So step one, this is for your marketing. Step one, set an intention for what you're about to share. Okay. Why are you sharing it with them? Step two, be a real person. Now, this means stop talking about yourself in the third person. Stop using formal language. Don't use jargon. Just be yourself. Okay. Yes, some people are going to leave because they don't, you know, like that side, whatever. But they're creating space for new people to come in who really do love everything that you're doing and talking about, and they're going to be your biggest raving fans. Step three, understand what you stand for. And if you can't do that, know what you stand against and start to integrate this with your messaging, okay? Now, it's going to be different things depending on, you know, why you do what you do and who you work with and what the challenges are and the demographics, so all those sorts of things. But you must have a strong point of view in order to be found. As you know, my strong point of view is that you absolutely can integrate spiritual practice with your private practice, and in fact, you must. Otherwise, things are going to be out of alignment. If you're only in the strategy, if you're only in the process, if you're only in the mechanics of the practice, you're going to miss out on receiving. You're going to miss out on building relationships. You're going to miss out on filling your own cup. You're going to miss out on balance. You're probably going to burn out. Likewise, on the flip side, if you're only in that feminine energy where you're constantly being distracted by the bright, shiny objects and the pretty things, where you're, moving a lot, where you go from one activity to the other activity and keep yourself busy, but you don't actually complete anything, you don't have systems and processes in place, guess what? You're not going to make money in your practice. This is why my strong point of view is you have to integrate both. And I think that's what's missing in counseling programs, in psychology programs, in private practice training. And so that's the gap I fill. Okay. Now, number four, make it easy for people to engage with your content by letting them know exactly what you want them to do and give them a really easy way to do it. Like what we were talking about before with, you know, the five emojis, for example. Another one that's, oh, this is such a favorite one of mine. Oh my gosh, you're going to love this. I want to do it every day because it's so good and it's so much fun. But I have to try and limit myself because I don't want to overwhelm people with it. But one of my favorite things to do is in my group, I will ask people, like, I think we did it last maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, we had pet selfie and everybody was posting a picture of their pet and it was so much fun and everybody was loving everybody else's pets and we're all hearing about their names and their stories and stuff like that. So it wasn't marketing. It was about us as a community getting to know each other. So building, developing relationships. Yeah. And it was so much fun and we had so much engagement and, you know, it's those sorts of things. I wasn't marketing, I wasn't selling, I wasn't enrolling, nothing like that. But hey, guess what? On the back of that and on the back of other things, like I do these little trainings in the group every Monday and I have a resource portal for the group and stuff like that. And guess what happens? It was so, 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 so beautiful because it was a Monday last week, and forgive me if I mentioned this already, but somebody shared in the AIPC group page that, you know, this group that I have, that ACPPO, was helpful or something like that. Somebody else said, yeah, it was highly recommended, and that just made my heart so full. You know, it's like I don't have to worry about marketing because just by being myself, people are connecting with that and they're going and telling other people, hey, you got to get over there and get some help or get some guidance. This is a really awesome group. And so this is what I mean. You don't always have to be pushing, pushing, pushing. Your marketing will happen without you even realizing it, without you even knowing, okay? And I'm serious, like I think we had like 80 new members join or something as a result of somebody saying to her colleagues, you got to go and check this group out. It was so, 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 so beautiful and it made me feel so happy. And then number five, if people engage, keep the communication going in line with your intention. Okay, so if your intention in creating that post or that message or that email or whatever was to be supportive, then keep the conversation going through the lens of being supportive. if your intention was to generate referrals, that's fine. You're allowed to do that. You're in business. Of course, you're going to want to do that. Then keep the conversation going through the lens of how can I generate a referral? What needs to happen here, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they're your five steps to energetic marketing. And as you've heard, this is not about, I haven't given you a 30-day marketing plan. This has been a blend of, you have to have a bit of structure, but you also have to have that deeper work, i.e. set the intention, be authentic, have a point of view, you know, engage with people. Some of that's strategy, but some of that is that inner work. Okay, so see how you go with it. If you need help, of course, connect with me. I always put my details in the show notes, but I know many of you were in touch with on email and Facebook. So if you need any help, of course, I'm here and I would love to support you with this. I don't want you feeling like marketing or promoting your practice is hard. I want to help you change that language so that you can enjoy marketing your business and getting it out there in front of the world, okay? Because it gets to be so easy. I know, right? Do you love it so much? I love it. Okay, guys, well, I will let you go. And yeah, have a really, really rockin' Wednesday, and I'll see you on Saturday. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast today. If you're looking for clarity, if you need help with branding your processes and bringing everything into alignment with your soul's purpose for your private practice, head to the show notes and click the link for more information about the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group. You are going to love it. I can't wait to see you in there. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.